Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with TG Watkins, director of stocks over at Simpler Trading, also editor of the Profit Pilot website, which I will link to below. Now, TG, we're talking cryptocurrencies first and foremost, because last time we had you on the show, you were outlining that you liked Bitcoin, and quite frankly, you thought that it just needed to go through a little bit of a correction, and then there would be another entrance opportunity for a trade here. What we saw, though, is that Bitcoin seems to just keep on moving higher broadly. Now, it has had a bit of a pullback, but there is also a bit of a nuance here between what's going on in Bitcoin and some of the other cryptocurrencies. So let's dive back into what the charts are showing you for these different cryptocurrencies. Please break down where you see the opportunity and what some of your trades have been.
Yeah, so it was pretty interesting. Last time we spoke, I was talking about this move up on Bitcoin, which was happening very early October. And I said, well, I'm not really trusting this. It's kind of gone straight up. I usually look for a pullback to get in, give me some sort of viable opportunity to do it. And then it really just never happened. It had a couple days of sideways, one little pullback on the 12th, 13th, something like that. And then it just kept going. So I missed that trade just because I was looking for a deeper pullback based on that bigger move. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's unfortunate. But you know what? For Ethereum, Ethereum did exactly the pullback I was looking for and expecting on Bitcoin. So, you know, I'm not too picky about what I trade, as long as it's in the right industry and sector that I'm looking at. And so Ethereum did that pullback on the 12th and 13th that I was looking for, and that's where I hopped in, and it's doing pretty well. Now, it's not nearly as fast as Bitcoin, I get that, so I am looking for the next opportunity for Bitcoin. But I think that, you know, we're kind of talking a little bit about, well, why is Bitcoin the one that's going so much faster than Ethereum? And what I thought is just more people are talking about it. Everyone knows Bitcoin. Bitcoin's been around for years, and that's the talk. You know, Ethereum kind of gets talked about, or cryptocurrencies, but Bitcoin's the one with the name.
Yeah, it's a valid point, TG. It's the king of the mountain. It's the big one that everybody focuses on. And my question when we were kind of musing about this off mic was, a lot of the narrative around Ethereum has been a level two platform that other DeFi can build on. And so it may be more subject to some of the pullbacks like you saw technically and were able to exploit. But with Bitcoin, we've seen a big ramp up in the narrative being focused over to it as an inflation hedge. JP Morgan came out and said it's a better inflation hedge than gold. I've probably have seen a dozen articles talking about Bitcoin as the way to play inflation. And so our question that we were talking about was, is it really an inflation hedge? Or is it just an asset that's outperforming the rate of inflation? What are your thoughts on that regard?
Well, yeah, exactly. So what is a hedge against inflation? Anything that is growing faster than inflation to preserve your wealth and your buying power. So right now, I think a lot of people are talking about Bitcoin because, well, it's very interesting. It's very exciting. It is growing a lot. So it is an excellent hedge because it is really, really outpacing inflation. But I think also people kind of get a little mixed up with it because they think, okay, inflation and it's eroding my buying power and the dollar and all this kind of stuff. And so they think, oh, currency. I need something else that can help me against this currency situation that the Fed's doing with dollars. And so they think cryptocurrency, they think Bitcoin. So they think money and other forms of currency. But you know, I make the argument that, well, it could be anything. Like, why did we use gold? Well, because gold was some sort of monetary value also. Like, you could exchange that for something of value. And crypto, it's the same kind of thing. But really, what if we just put our money into any other stock or anything else that is growing at 10% a year? Wouldn't that be outstripping inflation? Sure. So wouldn't we also be able to call that a hedge against inflation? Sure, I think so. But right now, it's just kind of everyone's talking about cryptocurrency because I think that's kind of the next new thing that everyone's looking at because of, well, it's crazy that it's catching on so much. But then also, it is the, you know, something compared to the dollar. I think it's somewhat familiar as far as like, oh, money, oh, gold, you know, something along those lines.
But it seems to be the new kid on the block, right? And it has captured the attention of the younger investors. And I think that's what's critical about it is that younger investors, if they come out and they don't like, say, what the government's doing or what the central banks are doing, they are defaulting to cryptocurrencies and then defaulting to Bitcoin because it's even more well known. Do you see this changing at all, TG? What could change the outlook of a lot of these newer investors, and quite frankly, now even some of the older investors that are starting to get into cryptos?
Yeah, I'm not exactly one to talk about it too much, but from what I've been reading and researching and talked to other people about, I don't see anything really changing anytime soon. I mean, look, a couple new ETFs have just come out. So the fact that ETFs are coming out, it is gaining more and more popularity and acceptance, and it's just kind of being a force to reckon with that things are just, we're all making it happen. And the more and more people and institutions that keep going with this, it's just going to be a thing. And we've even heard about FedCoin, you know, getting the Federal Reserve to come out with a cryptocurrency that they would just deposit money into your digital wallet if they need to, you know, put out stimulus. So the idea of just a cryptocurrency is out there, and it's just a matter of, okay, how are we going to do this thing? And I think that Bitcoin is just such a huge following, it's not going to go anywhere anytime soon.
Well, TG, I know you follow the technical levels. Are there any levels that you're looking at as far as Ethereum or Bitcoin? Or I know you also follow the crypto miners. Anything that has your attention as far as a place you'd like to buy on a pullback? Or do you think there's a breakout level these things are heading to?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I usually, for a move like this, I'd like to see price come back down to about the daily 21. That tends to be a good typical average point pullback. A lot of times when things on a big move like this that we've seen over the last couple of weeks hit new all-time highs, they tend to take a break because they spent all of their energy getting to that point from that bounce, and then they just kind of become overbought and extended a bit. So I would love to see Bitcoin just kind of chop around sideways in this area for a while and give me some dips to buy. As I said, maybe the daily 21, let's, and price doesn't even necessarily have to go down. If it really just kind of chops sideways, a good example I think of that would be is if you looked at MSTR. Now, MSTR is just a company. They've put a lot of their eggs in the Bitcoin basket. And if you just look at its chart as an example, you can see that for the last, I don't know, week or two, it's basically just been going sideways. Well, what that did is it allowed the daily 21 to come up to start meeting price. And that's, I think, going to give it some support for the next leg up. And if we see something similar to that with Bitcoin, it doesn't necessarily need to go down. It just needs to go up, down, sideways in order to allow those moving averages to come up and then act as support for the next lift. That's really what I want to be seeing.
Now, TG, because cryptos seem to be a bit more volatile than a lot of other markets, does that change your investment or trading strategy? Or does it, in essence, make some of your, let's call it stops, a bit wider because it can swing so much day to day, even overnight?
Yeah, you probably do have to, you need to look back and just look and say, okay, what does this thing like to move on average? And what moving averages does it seem to pay attention to? And every once in a while, you'll get that erroneous move that if you set your stop too tight, it'll take you out. And well, just get back in if it looks right and it's hanging in there, you know, or if you've gotten into really good positions, then you can just let it run for a while. I think most people right now are pretty confident that Bitcoin's going to be going up. And so I think a lot of people have that peace of mind, or security that, hey, you know, just buy the dips. You know, it's kind of what we've been seeing for the market for the last year and a half, too, is just kind of buy the dips until something more major changes. And I think that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, I think you are right. But boy, oh boy, the interest in cryptos is still very much there. Let's talk about U.S. equity markets, too, because there's still a lot of money sloshing around in these markets. And as much as we continue to hear negative commentary and people saying these markets need a correction, I completely agree with them. But the corrections continue to be very shallow and continue to be bought back very quickly. How long can this continue for, TG? What are you watching?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's another thing. That's the $60,000 question right now, because the market, I was looking at it on Friday. It jumped up. It hit the new all-time high bell and then immediately got sold into for the day. You could see that little blip on Friday, you know, up and then right back down and then sideways. And now we're pushing up again today. Now, a lot of people are saying that today's move is because of Tesla. Tesla's going crazy because Hertz bought or is going to buy 1,000 Teslas for their rental car fleet, which of course just gives more reassurance to Tesla and really solidifies it. And again, it's like, you know, everybody's been arguing about Tesla and the EV revolution. It's like, oh, you know, they try and poo-poo it or downplay or whatever. It's the same thing. Tesla and Bitcoin, I think, are kind of the same thing in our environment right now. Tesla is the wave of the future probably for EVs, or they started it. And Bitcoin might be the wave of the future for currencies and whatever. And so I kind of see them as some similar stuff. And the fact that it just keeps moving up right now, when you get some big company out like this, it shows you that it's getting validated. So since Tesla is part of the S&P, I think that's what's pushing it today. But really, all my indicators and everything I'm seeing as far as moving averages and price just being extended, this market is super, super high, and I don't really want to be loading up long right here. I got to wait for an opportunity. If that means I still got to wait a few more days, then so be it. But I just can't be buying the market right now. I got to wait for that dip. I'm looking basically for that dip that Ethereum did. If I can get something like that on the S&P, I'm in.
Well, TG, it's also interesting to note that Hertz was one of the meme stocks that was near bankruptcy a year ago and was failing as a company, and it got pushed up by the rabid interest in the meme stocks, and now it's the one buying 1,000 Teslas for its fleet. Tesla, another very hot mania stock. So it's funny that a bankrupt company is now making news and pushing it higher. So we have these kind of hot sectors, but as to your point, a lot of things are already kind of at nosebleed levels. Are there any sectors or maybe stocks that you're seeing specifically that still represent a good value here and are maybe undervalued compared to their peers?
Well, there are things that I'm looking at, like Lucid Motors is moving today in sympathy of Tesla, and Lucid actually is holding the daily 50, so it's been at a pretty good level. I don't think it's extended. I think anywhere in here is probably a good area. Home Depot and Lowe's, they're pretty extended, so not that. I do see something in the energy space. I'm looking at TELL, T-E-L-L. You know, it's been flagging nicely on the daily 50. So there are things that, in one sense, you might say, oh, they're laggards. But in another sense, they're just, they seem to me as though they're squeezing, or it's the calm before their pop out. You know, they're holding these levels nicely and just waiting for their move or their time in the sun. Uraniums are looking pretty good, but they're already extended too. So there are pockets you're going to have to go searching for them. I'm a little hesitant sometimes because I don't always want to be buying something that hasn't taken advantage of this up move. And then that makes me a little concerned that they might then go down when the market goes down. And so given that the market is up as high as it is, when and if it starts to pull back, I'm going to be watching a couple of these names. And if they don't budge, if they stay rock solid right where they are, they're probably going to be one of the ones that start taking off on the next move up. So this is my time to start doing research and looking around at names and saying, okay, what's going to hold up when the market pulls back? And then those will be the next round that go up.
So in summary, too, you're not looking for a major correction here, right? This is simply just a tradable pullback, like what we've seen over the last year and a half, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd like to think. You know, a lot of people have been referencing last October as far as the markets go. And we could see that last October, right around, the 13th is when the market pulled back. And it went all the way back down to its previous low from the 23rd. Now, I can't say at all if that's going to happen or not. I don't know. But for this first pullback, I do want to see price probably get closer to the daily 50, at least, you know, something like that. Now, if it's going to go lower, we're just going to have to wait and see. But I do want a healthy pullback. But the way that this market has been moving and the way that the individual names underneath the surface have been moving, this looks pretty strong, pretty healthy. It's kind of hard to argue with this. I just don't want to be buying it right now. I got to wait for that opportunity.
All right, TG, we're going to wrap it up here. Always interesting chatting with you. I really enjoy the way that you look at these markets, really with an unbiased view. You don't care necessarily what sector's running. You just want to be in that sector, and you're watching the charts to tell you what that is going to be. But boy, oh boy, it has been interesting just to see these U.S. markets especially continue to rise and cryptocurrencies continue to garner more and more attention. TG, thanks as always for your time. As I mentioned, I will post a link to the Profit Pilot website below this interview. That's where you can keep up to date on TG's daily trading moves. TG, thanks as always for your time, buddy. Chat again in another couple weeks.
Great. Thanks, guys.